Gross, Michigan. How you doing, David?
I'm doing great, Bill. How you doing?
Busy. Doesn't, you know, for the off season, the Big Ten, with all the talk of expansion, all the speculation that led to Nebraska, the alignment, the Big Ten championship game, there has been a lot of conversation, even more about the conference than the actual teams.
Well, it's been a really exciting time, and we just came off of the Big Ten kickoff meetings in Chicago the last couple of days, and I can tell you the optimism and the enthusiasm and just the kind of high expectations that have been created by some of the recent changes is something really special to be a part of.
When Tom Osborne is in a room talking about the future of a conference, and they're not even an official member yet, not playing against other Big Ten teams, that just smells of incredible credibility.
You bet. You know, he's a remarkable guy. I've known him from a couple of experiences we've had together in the past, but I sat next to him at one of the meetings in Chicago, and it was fun. I called him the day after Nebraska was officially elected into the Big Ten to congratulate him, and I told him I was thrilled that he was coming in for a lot of reasons, including I was no longer the rookie athletic director. And he laughed and said that he's the only 73-year-old rookie in America. But he is a gentleman who has done a phenomenal job at Nebraska and has had the courage to kind of create the change that's happening that's going to be to the betterment of the Big Ten Conference.
David, with all this change in the Big Ten, with the conference championship football game coming in December 2011 and the alignment only for football, with six teams in one division, six teams in another. Where do you stand on those two situations?
Well, we've spent a lot of time over the last couple of days working on, first of all, establishing what the guiding principles should be for how we were to divide up the conference and make sure that the divisions, the composition of the divisions are the way they should be. And I was really impressed, as I have been in every meeting I've been in, with the collegiality and the tone that really exists among all the athletic directors in the conference overall. We're all in this together. We want to get it right. And the guiding principle for the way that we approached the questions of dividing into two divisions was competitive balance. We really want to create a circumstance where competitive balance is more important than anything else. You know, geography and all these other things are interesting and certainly can be a consideration, but what we want to have is great competition, balanced competition, both within the divisions and across the divisions, and we spent a lot of time working on that.
Yeah, because you have an interesting dilemma. You have two huge rivalries that you want to keep on a yearly basis with Ohio State and Michigan State. So you have those two where you would want to be in the same division. I guess I'm just on the outside looking in here. So I do like the competitive balance more than just geography, because that really could have weighted the right side of the Big Ten.
No question. And listen, we'd still be in Chicago arguing if there was any debate over whether Michigan played Ohio State and or Michigan State every year. The reality is those are two incredibly important rivalry games that go back a long, long time, and they're as important to Michigan State and to Ohio State as they are to Michigan. And we're still in the process of figuring this all out, but I can give your listeners great assurance that we're going to play Ohio State and we're going to play Michigan State every year.
Future of the Big Ten, do you like where it's going, David? The network, this growth, do you see more teams coming into the Big Ten, or are they fine with 12 for the next 5-10-year window?
Well, this sounds like a cop-out, but it's really not. I like where we are today a lot, and we could live with where we are today forever, and I'd be happy. We've got great brands, great schools, great financial situation. We got a great network that gives us advantages not only in terms of our exposure as a conference and the revenue that we generate, but it's a great advantage in recruiting. You know, we're out there, and we're visible, and we're doing a great job. Now, as time moves forward, if there's an opportunity to further expand and it's the right brands and it's the right programs and the numbers work, I think we'll always be open to consider that. But it's not something we have to do. It's only something we'll do if it makes sense.
Indianapolis is a great city, great sports town, but when you look at the basketball tournament down there, if you start to put the football championship game down in Indy, is that the right path? How does David Brandon feel about where the first Big Ten championship football game should be played in December 2011?
I'm not as worried where the first one's played, simply because there's a practical reality here, and that is that, you know, we're working to some very short timelines. We have to establish whatever the ultimate decision is going to be in terms of the divisional makeup, and then we have to quickly reschedule the entire 2011 season. We don't know what our 2011 season is going to be right now, because we first have to create the divisional concept and reschedule the entire year, and then we have to, you know, for the first time implement a playoff game and a championship game. So we're in a world right now where things are moving very quickly, and we don't have necessarily the time to research and negotiate multiple year arrangements. So what I think will happen is we'll do something that's short term in nature to kind of get things set up to make sure we can accommodate our needs in 2011, and then probably when the smoke clears and we have a little bit more time and we can be a little more thoughtful, there'll be longer range plans and longer range deals done.
When is the announcement or announcements for the Big Ten championship football game and the alignment for the conferences or conference in football for 2011? When does the league hope to have that done?
Well, it's a process, and it's still underway, and it involves not only the athletic directors, but ultimately the presidents, and I don't know for certain. I think it depends, but I would say that there's a lot of back pressure to keep the process moving and get that all done and decided as quickly as possible, hopefully in a matter of weeks.
David Brandon, Michigan Athletic Director, joining us here on the Huge Show across Michigan. Big year for Rich Rodriguez in Michigan football. You have the newly renovated Big House, which we'll talk about in a moment. How many conversations, David, have you had with Rich Rodriguez about this upcoming season?
Rich and I spent a lot of time together. We were in Chicago and had a number of events that we attended together and had a lot of opportunities to visit. And I had a meeting with him today, and I had a couple of meetings with him the previous week. Rich and I are spending a lot of time together, as we should. We're getting ready for a big, important season, and we're opening up our newly renovated stadium. And it's an important year for Michigan football. It's an important year for Michigan athletics. And Rich and I have a great relationship, and we talk a lot.
Well, without giving the details of your conversation, is it X's and O's? Is it about the expectations? Is it about you finding out what makes Rich Rodriguez tick when David Brandon and Rich Rodriguez sit down together, keeping things private that need to be private? What is the tone of that conversation?
Well, I can tell you it's not about X's and O's. You know, Rich Rodriguez is a terrific football coach with a great track record, who's won a lot of games coaching big-time football teams, and I've never coached a big-time football team, so I know what my place is. We'll leave X's and O's to the coach. But, hey, we're developing a terrific relationship. We're getting to know one another, and we're getting to understand how we can best work together, and, you know, Rich is getting a clear understanding of my expectations and the things that are important to me and the things that I'm managing as part of my responsibilities, and how he can be how he can be a good partner in making sure that the things that I believe are most important and the things that I'm measuring are the things that he's managing well. So you know, those are the kind of conversations we have. Probably not a whole lot different than anybody else who's got a relatively new boss who's, you know, developing that relationship and that trust and that understanding.
People out in Michigan, the fans, the media, everybody thinks there's a magic number for Rich Rodriguez to keep his job. Have you ever discussed that with him, David?
No. I think that's silly.
It's a program moving forward, winning games. You have the renovated Big House. You've never said, you know what, you need to win 7-8 games to keep your job.
No.
All right, let's move on. Talk about that renovated Big House. I know you're proud of that. It's finished, state of the art now, the suites, everything. Take me through what the renovations mean to Michigan football and Michigan athletics.
The renovations mean a ton to Michigan Athletics because we've created revenue streams that are, first of all, going to allow us to pay for the $226 million investment we made in the facility. But over time, those are the same revenue streams that will afford us the ability as a department to continue to do the things that we want to do for all 27 of our sports. We have a lot of facility investments to make. We want to continue to fund all of our athletic programs to the maximum allowable level in terms of NCAA scholarships. We want to be out there leaders and best in, as it relates to the support, both in facilities and programmatic and coaching talent and all the other ways that we can support our athletic programs. And football is a huge generator of the resources we need to make that happen. The other thing that I really like about the renovation in the stadium is it's going to benefit everyone. Every fan that comes to a game is going to experience a better opportunity to enjoy their day at Michigan Stadium. From the time that they enter the stadium to the time that they leave, we hope that they're going to appreciate and enjoy better food selection, more accessibility to food, more accessibility to merchandising opportunities, wider aisles, easier access and egress in and out of the stadium. For those people who want a chair back experience, we've got it. For those people who want a more of a club experience with a chair back seat, we've got it. For people who want enclosed seating and more of a suite corporate entertainment type experience, we've got it. There's a lot of flexibility, a lot of options, and a lot of wonderful experiences to be had at Michigan Stadium. So I'm really proud of what we've done. I think our fans are going to be wowed on September 4th when they see how it all comes together.
You are a Michigan fan, and you played at Michigan. What's the best thing about the newly renovated big house that David Brandon really likes that gets you excited like a little kid?
It's going to be louder. The sound engineers tell me that we're going to have up to 30% more noise down on the 50-yard line. Under the old design, I love that stadium, but at times the crowd noise was louder on Main Street than it was on the 50-yard line because of the way the sound trickled out of the edges of the bowl. What we've done is we cantilevered these towers in such a way that we're going to get a much, much bigger and better home field advantage. It's going to be loud down on the field. I hope we can make it so loud that we drive our opposing quarterbacks and their offensives crazy as they try to communicate, which is typically the situation for us when we go to these other venues around the conference. So I'm excited about the beauty of it. I'm excited about the amenities, but I really like the idea that we can have a competitive advantage if our fans will really make a lot of noise.
Is the next plan now to upgrade the basketball facilities? I know that was a work in progress, at least plans. Now that you have finished the football portion, and that is the big moneymaker at Michigan and really the benchmark or the anchor, what about the improvements now at Chrysler Arena and practice facilities for Michigan basketball?
It's the highest priority right now. We've already broken the ground for our Player Development Center. We're building two new practice gymnasiums adjacent to Chrysler Arena, new locker rooms, new meeting rooms, new strength and conditioning spaces for both our men's and our women's basketball programs. We're going to be able to bring recruits to Ann Arbor now and show them practice facilities, weight training facilities, and all the things that are important to recruits as they're considering where they want to go play Division I basketball. We're going to be able to show them a facility that's as good as anything else they could be looking at. And we're going to go to phase two, and we're going to reseat the entire arena. We're going to put in new seating. We're going to change the aisle configuration, make it a little bit more fan-friendly. And then the third phase of the project would be to do even more as it relates to the concourses and some of the amenities around the arena itself. So we've got a good plan in place. We're working through that plan. And it's a very high priority for me. We need our basketball programs, both men and women's, to step it up, recruit better players, and put us in a position where we can go out and compete for championships.
David, I like your style, buddy. Every time I talk to you on the show, I really appreciate your honesty, what you say and how you do it. And I like talking with you, my friend, okay?
I really appreciate it. I look forward to the next time. You take care and go blue.